episode 2739, My Soul Waits in Silence.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign, watching. Happy, happy day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want you to take a moment and slow down. I want you to feel your heart beating. God has something in store for you today. Are you ready to listen? My soul waits in silence. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Living out God's truth is challenging, but for God alone, my soul waits in silence and quietly submits to Him, for my hope is from Him. Beautiful truth from Psalm 62, verse 5. You know, I can't help but question how much noise keeps you away from what needs your attention. How much noise is filtering through your mind? Decluttering that is so challenging every single day between the kids, bills, social media reels and stories, pets and hubby too. How can anyone find time to be still? You know, the last couple of days have been very full and productive for me, but, you know, so much to the point where I can't tell you what really happened. I go back and think, going, gosh, what did I do? But I didn't sit down at all except to drive from point A to point B and then go to bed. But otherwise, I was constantly on the move. Yet, there was one specific moment. Dusk quickly ended the afternoon, leaving me wondering what to fix for dinner for the family and guests at home. You know, my husband and I, we were returning a borrowed car because, if you don't remember, our car was stolen, and we're still working through that whole process. And this sweet couple lent us their car to use during the week. So we wanted to make sure we returned it by Sunday, so we did it Saturday. It worked out great. Well, as I sat in my vehicle waiting for my hubby to return the keys and car, the leaves on the trees became so still. The heat of over 100 degrees and high humidity left me in a gaze, wondering if the trees were hot too. As soon as the thought crossed my mind, the wind picked up, causing the leaves to blow, but not just any way. This one particular tree, with leaves bigger than my hand, started to move to the west, soon wrapping the tree in the wind. Literally, section by section, began to move in slow motion. I felt I was watching the wave at a football game in the stands. I could see each leaf blow, and then the wind continued to move in a counterclockwise direction. If I didn't see it with my own eyes, I would have questioned the story too. It literally was like a wind tornado that wrapped around this tree, but it was leaf by leaf by leaf that blew. My heart and mind was enthralled by the smooth movement. Even in the heat, the wind was still there, even though I couldn't see it. Even in your chaos, God is still there, even though you can't see Him. But most of the time, we really miss His presence because of our own chaos. My soul waits in silence. You know, I couldn't have been more grateful for those few minutes my husband was parking the car and returning the keys to be reminded in the middle of the mess that God is always present. I just had to slow down enough to wait in silence. For God alone, my soul waits in silence and quietly submits to Him, for my hope is from Him. You gotta find rest in God. And I'm not saying that means you have to go to sleep and take naps. Not that kind of rest. I'm talking about your heart that is not beating out of your chest because you are so anxious. You're so wired because what's going on in your everyday. You've got to find rest for your soul, for your mind, for your body, for your spirit. So what are you trying to bully yourself through during your days? What are you caught up in that you refuse to let go of? You can continue to push through every day, or you can give up to God. The faith is in the lack of details. You may want all the answers because our earthly logic, you know, it requires our brain to know the solution to feel confident, to take that next step. However, God does not work in that manner. He asks you to move and walk through the door. He didn't ask for your questions. He desires your faith. How far are you willing to let God lead? As the wave of the leaves calmed no more than a minute, my heart was filled with gratitude. God orchestrated each opportunity as we continue to navigate through this stolen vehicle situation. Now, we still don't have a new vehicle for my husband, but what we do have is exactly what we need to get everyone where they need to go every day. And for a family our size, that's saying a ton. Don't think your plans are going to work just because they make sense to you. God's blueprint is always better. Be still your soul and wait in silence. Search your heart for what God desires, not for your own desires. As the sun wakes up the moon, may your soul wait in silence. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.